This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Let me see if I can take maybe 30 seconds here and tie up some loose ends on this economic day. Maybe make some things make sense. First of all, obviously, the stock market, also obviously not great. Thank you, Mark Zuckerberg. Shares of Meta, which we all used to call Facebook, off 26.4% today after a lousy earnings report yesterday that had what you might call, tongue firmly in cheek here, a trickle-down effect pretty much everywhere. Other tech shares, of course, but the broader market as well. So that is thread one. Thread two happened early this morning, America time, when the Bank of England raised its key interest rate for the second meeting in a row, but that wasn't really the big news out of that meeting. The big news out of the BOE today was that almost half of the interest rate setting committee members wanted to raise rates half a percentage point, that is to say double what they got bumped. And we all know how traders feel about higher interest rates, right? We do, right? We've talked about that? Okay, yes. All right. Real quick, thread number three, because I'm pretty sure I'm over the promised 30 seconds. Oil. The U.S. benchmark West Texas Intermediate closed above $90 a barrel today, first time that has happened since 2014. Okay, there is a fourth thread, actually, but it kind of goes without saying by now, inflation and what that's going to mean for you and me. We have been hearing from companies right and left in this economy about higher prices yet to come. Starbucks, Procter & Gamble, Levi's as well. All of them, though, fairly giant conglomerates. So Marketplace's Justin Ho asked a couple of smaller businesses where their prices are headed in this year ahead.
When weddings, parties, and in-person work started coming back last year, the clothing supplier David Donahue Menswear went from having warehouses full of items to not having enough.
Of something as simple as a black bow tie to wear with a tuxedo, or the shirt.
That's Rob Donahue, president of David Donahue Menswear. To make matters worse, he says shipping costs are skyrocketing. This month, for example, he says he spent $27,000 to ship one container of merchandise.
Bear in mind that in February of 2020, that same service cost $3,700.
Donahue's raw materials are getting more expensive, too. So last October, the company decided to hike prices by 7%. Now he's worried that might not be enough.
6 weeks after we made that decision, the price of the main raw material, U.S. Supima cotton, spiked by another 50 or 60%.
Donahue's hands are kind of tied. Given the seasonal market for clothes, he has to set his prices months in advance. So, for example,
on the main component, the main driver of our business, men's shirts, we are not able to take that price increase until July.
A lot of suppliers are planning price hikes later this year. Natasha Amott owns a kitchenware store in New York called Whisk. She says her suppliers have typically raised prices once every few years. Now, companies that raised their prices last summer are emailing her again.
Going into 2022, we're getting those same suppliers saying, so sorry, we have to do another round of price increases.
And then there are those skyrocketing shipping costs.
For the first time ever, we're seeing freight surcharges.
Amott says they started showing up last summer, and suppliers were hoping they'd only last about 6 months.
We're now, in many cases, about 6 months into those temporary surcharges, and they're still here.
Amott is raising prices at Whisk to help cover the higher costs of goods, but she's not passing on those freight charges to her customers, in large part because they fluctuate a lot.
And so to really build in the freight charges, it would be just a lot of number crunching on a daily basis. And frankly, we just don't have time for that.
Because some costs have been fluctuating so wildly lately, a lot of business owners can't figure out what their profit margin is going to be. Giovanni Prince's company, the Cracker King, makes gluten-free crackers. And the prices of ingredients, including sorghum, tapioca flour, and potato starch, are all rising.
So to really have a price point, a steady price point, so you can really know your profit margin, is not easy. I mean, it's fluctuating from each order to order to order.
What Prince can control is the cost of production. So last November, he moved his operation from a shared kitchen in Portland, Oregon, to a commercial facility in Texas.
basically you hand over your recipe, you hand over all your ingredients, and you say, make it better.
That means Prince doesn't have to hire cooking staff, and he's making a lot more product now.
They're able to do a lot more numbers in a lot shorter of time. Like with anything, the more numbers and the faster it goes, the lower the prices.
Prince says those lower costs gave him the wiggle room to avoid having to raise prices this year.
When you start doing that, then you know you price yourself out of the market. I think that's one of the last resorts that you kind of go to at a certain point.
Even without raising prices, the Cracker King will turn a profit for the first time since Prince founded the company 5 years ago. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.